The Quaker Oats Company presents Aunt Jemima with an all-star cast in her cabin at the crossroads, including those sizzling sons of rhythm, Sammy Williams and his band, Noble Kane's spiritual choir, Ornamental Johnson of the Golden Voice, and those two no-account rib-tickling rascals, Buck and Wheat. Now tell me, friends, who can hear that magic name, Aunt Jemima, without visions of wonderful pancakes? The light, tantalizing, fragrant, fluffy kind that satisfy the soul. Ladies, every one of you can be a champion pancake maker. Yes, you can have wonderful pancakes in 1, 2, 3, if you just order Aunt Jemima's ready mix from the store today. Oh, boy, them's mouth-watering words. That's sweet and tender talk to us men folks, because we all love Aunt Jemima's. Man, what a meal. Oh, what's the use of fooling? You just can't beat your Aunt Jemima for fluffiness, flavor, and speed. And she'll save you money, too, for Aunt Jemima's wonderful hotcakes actually cost less than messing around with a homemade batter that might go wrong. Every Monday through Friday, at this same time, we invite you to join the happy, carefree company which gathers around Aunt Jemima in her cabin at the crossroads to spend the time of day, exchange songs and stories, and seek the counsel of their wise old Aunt Jemima. The morning sun is bright in the deep south, and the crossroads are dotted with workers on their way to and from their work in the fields. The latch string of the cabin is always out for these wayfarers, friends and strangers alike. Beyond the cabin, in the big house on the hill, lives beautiful Penelope Forrester, reigning belle of the county, and Aunt Jemima's favorite visitor. But right now, in the cabin, the voices of the Canebrake Chorus, Aunt Jemima's friends and neighbors, are raised in a spiritual that speaks of the hope and the faith of these simple people.
How was that, Aunt Jemima? Is we improving?
Is you improving? Yes. Well, I declare you is. Why, children, that's the sweetest singing I done had in a month or Sunday.
Well, you keep up
your practice, and we're going to have the best choir between here and Richmond.
That's right.
Practice may not make y'all quite perfect, but it sure will help your singing.
Yes, it will.
And speaking of practicing, don't I see my favorite music maker sitting over in the corner yonder?
Yes,
that's Sammy Williams. The folks is a-clambering for you and the boys to break out with some music.
Yes.
How about that favorite with everybody at the crossroads? All God's children got rhythm. Matter of a fact, I most nearly got to dancing my own self.
Yeah.
Why, there wasn't a quiet foot in the whole cabin. And that don't make no exception to the feet belonging to them two rascals over near the door, neither.
Well, that's a wrong show.
So y'all want to hear them two crossroads magpies, does you?
All right, then,
I introduce the two fastest talking rascals in the whole country. Here they come, the favorite fun makers of the crossroads, Buck and Wheat.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I is, old week. Yeah, I is, bright and early.
Well, then the way you was early.
Look at here, Buck. There's no way to talk about me.
Oh, how come? Now, tell me and be truthful. Did anybody ever take you for a human being?
Why, sure they did, lots of times.
Well, people will make mistakes.
You wait a minute now. Don't you go calling me ignorant. I is a great student of geography.
Oh, you is a great student of geography, huh? Well, you don't even know where Pittsburgh is.
Pittsburgh, that's easy. Pittsburgh in Chicago.
Pittsburgh in Chicago?
Why, sure, they're playing the Cubs.
Pittsburgh in... Oh, well, let it lay, let it lay. So you is a student of baseball, too, is you?
Oh, of course I is. Didn't I go to the Crossroads baseball banquet last night?
You did, sure enough. Well, how was the food?
Oh, I didn't get nothing to eat.
No, well, wait a minute. Wait, 1 minute you say you go to the Crossroads baseball banquet last night, and the next minute you say you didn't get nothing to eat.
That's right. You see, I was sitting next to the umpire.
Yeah?
And he kept brushing off my plate.
Yeah.
Listen here, Buck. Yeah. You keep belittling me. I ain't going to let you ride my new day off.
Oh, quiet, you ape. You know that horse is brown. Quit talking that baby talk.
Fine talk. Now, you know, Buck, sometimes nothing but the law make me keep my hands off me.
Nothing but the law make you keep your hands off anything.
Go ahead, poke fun at me. That's just to show your ignorance of who I really is.
Oh, what you mean, who you really is?
I mean you is looking at the owner of the cat what took first place at the Crossroads Pigeon Show.
Mm-hmm. Now, wait a minute, Weeks. You mean to stand there and tell me that your cat took first place at a pigeon show?
I does and I is.
Go on, talk, you ape. How could your cat take first place at a pigeon show?
Why, easy. He had it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speak on eating, you big baboon. Didn't I see you with my own eyes sitting there this morning eating 14 Aunt Jemima's hotcakes, didn't I?
Oh, boy, shut my mouth wide open. But wasn't them the grandest scrunchies eating that you ever tied into with a
Well, listen, son, you better keep your drag with Aunt Jemima if you want to hold on to the pancake privileges of this cabin.
Uh-huh. What had I better do, smart one?
Well, just for instance, why don't you give up and get yourself a job, hmm?
Oh, no, after all, Buck, who is I to keep some poor horse out of work? No, sir, I was going into business, yes, sir.
Business? What kind of business?
Why ain't you done here? I want to open up a pet shop. Hmm. You know, dogs and cats and such like.
Oh, poor animals.
Yeah, and the next time you see me, I want to be right amongst my little dumb friends.
Well, okay, but be sure to wear a hat so I can recognize you.
Thank you. You sure livened up the old Crossroads cabin with your smart talk. And just remember, keep them tongues of yours sharpened up whenever you come around to the cabin, because we all love to laugh around here.
That's right.
And you is the official laugh provider. Mm-hmm. And I believe I'm most near right when I said we all love to sing around here, too. Ain't
you sure?
That's right. Well, then what are you waiting for? The good Lord done give you voices to sing with. Let's use them.
That's right.
Come on, Ornamental Johnson. How about that song you bring back from the North?
Leaves that fall came tumbling down. Remember that September in the rain. The leaves done went out just like a dying ember. That September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That September in the
your voices and set your phone.
Yeah.
You're glad that you got your
chance. Aunt Jemima.
Yes, honey. Speak right up, Nicodemus Hotfoot. Talk right up, honey.
Aunt Jemima, I just wondered. Mm. I learned a new dance last night down the bottom.
Well, you is, child. You done got your flow. Sammy, will you?
Yes, ma'am, Jemima.
Sammy, this old floor of this old cabin gonna be the base for some mighty powerful dancing in just about a minute. Little Nicodemus Hotfoot, the dancingest child in the whole Crossroads, gonna give out with a new step he done.
Oh,
yes, ma'am, Aunt Jemima. Yes, ma'am.
Well, what you waiting for? A body can't dance less just music. Unlimber, boy, and add some you know soul songs.
That's right.
And let little Nicodemus make 2 feet do the work of four. I declare I never seen nothing. Excuse me, folks. Excuse me. I just remembered something important that I forgot. Y'all go right on ahead and sing. I'll be right back directly.
Miss Penn.
Hey, Jemima. I didn't mean for you to leave your pen. I just looked in and... Oh, Aunt Jemima, I'm so miserable.
Yeah, now, of course you is, honey. Of course you is, and so is Mark Bruce. You and your boys had another falling out. Lord, say, child, I done told you what the matter between you two is. That you is both of you too proud to be sensible. You just let two proud young colts hit your wagon. Each of you pulling the wrong way. Well, honey, does you each pull that way? The wagon ain't going no place.
If you don't pull together, the wagon ain't going no place. Isn't that the truth? So with Aunt Jemima comforting Penelope with her wise counsel, we take leave of the cabin at the crossroads. Now, today, ladies, Aunt Jemima wants you to have her magic menu for a Georgia buckwheat breakfast. Man, what a meal. Watch the folks go for it, because that's living what is living. And as easy as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do to start those appetites oozing. Tomorrow morning, serve wonderful golden brown palate-teasing Aunt Jemima buckwheat cakes. Sweet as the breeze off buckwheat and flour. Trickle a little syrup gently over these tender creations, crown them with a bit of butter, and honey, child, you've got a meal in a million. But look, to make this breakfast taste as good as it sounds, insist on Aunt Jemima's ready mix for buckwheat. For you just can't beat your Aunt Jemima for fluffiness, flavor, and speed. So tune your ears to Aunt Jemima's call. Make tomorrow's breakfast a masterpiece. Order Aunt Jemima's ready mix from the store right now. And remember, tomorrow at this same time, the Quaker Oats Company, makers of Aunt Jemima ready mix for pancakes, will again bring you Cabin at the Crossroads with Buck and Wheat, Noble Kane's Chorus, Sammy Williams and his band, and your lovable hostess, Aunt Jemima herself. So until tomorrow and another quarter hour of music, laughter, and the romance of the sunny South, this is Charles Lyon bidding you all good morning. This recording is for audition purposes only.